You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Merdad Nick Farjam, MD, PhD, FRACS, a specialist liver, pancreas, and biliary surgeon, and a fellow of the Royal Australian College of Surgeons, and associate professor at Melbourne University, Department of Surgery. Dr. Nick Farjam, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Very nice being with you today as well.
So Dr. Nick Farjam, as a specialist liver, pancreas, and biliary surgeon, what are your passions? Tell us those if you would.
Well, my passion is looking after people and helping them get the most out of the journeys in life, essentially. I deal mainly with cancer patients. Pancreatic cancer in particular is a passion of mine because it's something that we need to make improvements on, and I've really devoted my working career to make a difference in the lives of patients through surgery, research, and also philanthropy.
And what drove you, or anything in particular that had you become a doctor?
Well, I think that's a very, very hard question. I did have my grandfather was a big influence in my life. He was a doctor. He wasn't a surgeon, but he really had a passion for what he did. And it was just inspiring as a young child, seeing how passionate he was to look after people. He was also passionate about research. And he worked well into his late 80s as a pathologist doctor and just loved what he did. And he drew me into it. And for myself, for pancreas surgery, I just saw that as being a challenge, something that wasn't really being managed greatly around the world, and I saw major opportunities there to make a difference through my own skills as a surgeon and also my skills as being able to set up a charity organization to help the wider community. I do also get inspired by my patients. That's probably what made me become a surgeon. Seeing what some of my patients went through and the difficulties that they had, and particularly with pancreatic cancer, and I thought this is a good area for me to look at making a difference.
And taking that a step further, how did you prepare yourself to transition from surgeon to associate professor and creative disruption entrepreneur?
I guess when you're passionate about what you do, a lot of the things that I do just all merge into one. But it is hard work. It's very easy just to end up being a surgeon and not be an academic. And in terms of being a creative entrepreneur, it's all about taking certain risks to make a difference. But for myself, it was just having goals in life, having a plan of having plans of what I wanted to do. So as a surgeon, I wanted to get the most out of it by traveling overseas from Australia, and I worked in the United States for 3 years at some of the biggest centers in the world to increase my skills. And in terms of I saw that research is important, so I took a bit of time out to undertake a PhD. And then in terms of being an entrepreneur, in terms of philanthropy, I essentially just decided that things had to change, and I went on to work with colleagues and create a team to set up a charity organization. So it is a lot of goal setting and being prepared to realizing that you don't always things don't go always as planned, and just never giving up. So that's the main thing. If you're passionate about something, just push ahead. And if you're passionate about things, you really don't have to work a single day in your life. You just get up and do what you love.
And that is so true. Today we're joined by Dr. Mehrdad Nikfarjam, MD, PhD, FRACS, a specialist liver, pancreas, and biliary surgeon, and a fellow of the Royal Australian College of Surgeons and associate professor at Melbourne University Department of Surgery, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Nikfarjam, if you had your chance, what would you do differently looking back?
Yes, hindsight is a wonderful thing, and we don't really have that when we make our life decisions. Sure, I think most of us who've had difficulties in certain aspects of the work may do things differently in hindsight, but when you face difficulties, that's what really builds character in people, and I think that you just have to... I really wouldn't do anything differently in that some of the experiences that I've had really have shaped who I am, and I feel that I'm a caring person, compassionate, and very supportive for the people that I'm around, and some of it is through difficulties that one faces. So I think you just have to just embrace what comes your way, accept the difficulties, and realize that those difficulties shape who you are. So I really wouldn't change anything.
Shifting gears here a little, for someone's first starting out with a new concept or idea, what is the best advice that you could give that type of an individual?
In terms of new concepts, I think that one should realize that it's very hard to do things as an individual. And the best advice is really trying to create a team to execute concepts or ideas. A lot of us have a lot of ideas, but for most of us, it never comes to fruition. And getting people around you that are experienced, appropriate mentors, and using their knowledge to get things moving, I think is probably the best advice I would have. So with the teamwork, definitely multiplies the effects and divides the work. But in everything in life, I think it's the team efforts that make the biggest difference. So creating a team and working as a team to move things forward, it would be the best way of starting.
And thanks for that advice. Now, lastly, how important are mentors or coaches in your personal development growth from your experience?
Look, mentors, looking back, they've been an essential part of my self-growth, especially the surgeons that I've worked with who have been passionate about what they do in their work and in their life. I think passion is a key thing in success. And I've seen I've worked with some of the greatest surgeons probably alive who just come to work and are just passionate, and it inspires others. And that's one of the things I've learned, that you really have to be passionate about things. That's the only way to really inspire the people that work around you. Also, I've taken the opportunity to use my patients to inspire me. Some of the hardships that they go through dealing with the cancer is truly inspirational. And they teach you that you really shouldn't count the days, you should make the days count. And in life, we spend too much time worrying. It's just a total waste of time. So mentors, the people around me, the doctors, patients have been a huge inspiration in who I am today.
Dr. Nikfarjam, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us, and we really do appreciate all you do in the healthcare space and for taking the time to be with us here today to share your knowledge and expertise towards entrepreneurship as well. Where can listeners get all the information on your practice and yourself, as well as your charity?
In terms of the charity that I was a founder of, it's called PanCare Foundation, and it's a national charity in Australia, and we do have international links. It's www.pancare.org.au. And my own practice, my own profiles of the research projects that I'm involved in, the students that work with me, can be found on my website, which is lpbsurgery.com. LPB is for liver, pancreas, biliary, surgery.com. But always happy to have discussions with others who want advice, and if I can help anyone achieve what they want to achieve, I'm always willing. I think in life, you can get everything you want if you just help enough people get what they want, and you know, that's an important thing in my life, helping others, and usually good things come your way.
And I couldn't agree more with you on that. Again, Dr. Nick Fargem, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you for the opportunity to have a chat.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Mehrdad Nick Fargem, MD, PhD, FRACS, a specialist liver, pancreas, and biliary surgeon, and a fellow of the Royal Australian College of Surgeons and associate professor at Melbourne University Department of Surgery. And for all the details, visit pancare.com.au as well as lpbsurgery.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming around the world 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.